I'm Susan Yawkey, VOA News, Washington. China and Russia signed billions of dollars in new trade deals Tuesday as Prime Minister Vladimir Putin met his Chinese counterpart Wen Jiabao. We spoke with Beijing correspondent Stephanie Ho about what is known about some of the agreements.
One of the deals was a $500 million loan from the Agricultural Bank of China to a Russian bank VTB, it's called. And there was also a deal for China to purchase 70 billion cubic meters of natural gas from the Russian state gas monopoly, Gazprom. So those are two of the deals. But, you know, when people asked at the Chinese Foreign Ministry briefing this afternoon about more details, the Chinese side was, you know, they sort of said, well, you'll get more details afterwards.
Well, Mr. Putin arrived in Beijing on Monday, and this is his first trip to China since becoming prime minister in May of 2008. What is the real purpose of this trip?
There's several reasons or so that can be pointed to. The prominent reason the Chinese will point to is that this is the 60th anniversary of China-Russia relations. So there have been numerous activities to sort of mark this long friendship and long relationship. There is also going to be the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit meeting on Wednesday in Beijing. And the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a regional security grouping with China and Russia at the helm and then four other Central Asian countries as member states, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. And then there are four observer countries, and those are India, Pakistan, Mongolia, and interestingly enough, Iran. Prime Minister Putin is staying on in Beijing for this meeting as well.
Do you think that with a waning demand for energy coming from Europe, that Russia is turning to China for new business, shall we say, in the energy field?
Sure. I definitely think that's the possibility. And, you know, it's interesting to note that a lot of the economic flows between China and Russia, you know, a lot of resources come to China and a lot of cash would go to Russia or so from China. And I think an example would be the Gazprom deal to sell China natural gas. I think that's quite interesting. And they've been in negotiations for quite a few years to build pipelines from Russia to China. And they have disputes over really basic things like the price of the gas. And so I think there are still issues, but I think Russia is definitely looking to China as a huge market.
VOA correspondent Stephanie Ho speaking with us from Beijing. I'm Susan Yawkey, VOA News, Washington.